Dialogue for introduction. Hello, Edward. How are you this fine spring day?
Oh, not so good. I have a splitting headache.
You must have that bane of all nature lovers, hay fever. This is the season, isn't it?
No, I have speech fever.
Speech fever?
Mm-hmm.
What sort of ailment is that?
It is an ailment common to many English teachers here in Japan.
English teachers?
Yeah. We become so frustrated trying to encourage our students to clearly state their ideas in their speeches that we get a raging fever.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Well, just kidding. But you know, Tets, it really is challenging for Japanese students of English to get away from using what we call the Asian model of presentation.
Yes. I have heard that the indirect style of communication we often value here in Japan doesn't often lend itself well to creating a good speech in English.
Exactly. Consider the assignment I asked my students to do. Agree or disagree? World poverty can be eliminated.
World poverty can be eliminated.
Well, I told them to choose and discuss three of the following points: education, globalization, political corruption, population growth, technology, or the United Nations. The time limit is to be 2 minutes. So far, none of my students have been able to state their ideas clearly and convincingly.
That is ideal for our topic this month.
Oh, really?
Let's examine one of your students' speeches given in this oriental style.
Good.
We need to be more aware of the strong influence of Japanese, which is, of course, our first language.
Let's begin.
Yes, let's.
エドワードが学生たちに課した問題は、以下の2011年度第3回英検1級ライティング問題をそのままスピーチの課題にしたものでした。さて、皆さんなら2分間どんなことを語りますか？少し考えてみましょう。できれば1分準備して2分間語ってみてから次に進みましょう。
Write an essay on the given topic covering three of the points below.Use the space provided on your answer sheet. Structure: 3 or more paragraphs, including an introduction and conclusion. Length: around 200 words. Topic: Agree or disagree? World poverty can be eliminated. Points: Education, globalization, political corruption, population growth, technology, the United Nations.
Scene 1. Now let us listen to one of their speeches.
Right. Please listen to this one.
There are many poor people in the world. At school, those poor students cannot come to school because they work. In some countries, parents ask their children to help them make money. Education in such a country is not successful.Because children's parents are in poverty. There are no parents who don't want their children to go to school. Parents may want their children to become rich, but as they are poor, they have no money to send them to school. It is a sad thing because despite that fact that parents know that going to school is essential for their children,for their better future, but it is against their understanding. In poor families, children are working and children who are rich are studying at school. Those poor children want to go to school, but they have to help their parents because their parents are poor. I said there are no parents.Who don't want their children to go to school. It is true, isn't it? Why can't they send their children to school? Because they are poor. It is a sad thing. They have to buy food, but they know they cannot become rich if education is important for the future of children. Parents know that it is important for their future. Because, as I said, it is essential for children's future. Even though parents know that education is important, and also if their children go to school and learn, they can build their skills which will help them make money later, because children can get better jobs after learning at school. And the leaders of the country know such poverty is never likely to cope with the rapid changing world, where globalization is spreading at the same time. The country will remain as a poor country. My conclusion is that the United Nations should help such poor countries, because the United Nations was established to help such poor countries where parents want their children to go to school despite the fact that they are too poor to achieve their aim, and the only international organization in the world with supports of many countries. The United Nations can help parents to send their children go to
Thank school. Thank you. That's enough. The speech seems to be going on endlessly without actually addressing the topic. Scene 2.
Before the student starts to move on to the point about what the United Nations is expected to do, let's straighten up that first paragraph.
Listeners, why don't you try yourself?
Good idea.
Please read the script of this student's speech and help her to clarify the points she wishes to make. Mm. Later, you can come back and compare your version with ours.
Now, Edward, what do you think are the points that this student wants to make?
The point that this student wants to make seemed to be one. I agree. I think that world poverty can be eliminated. Two. Education is important in the elimination of poverty. Three. The reason is that children can learn and develop skills to get better jobs. Four. The problem is that poor families cannot send their children to schools because they cannot afford to do so, and they need their children's help in supporting the family. In other words, children have to work. 5. The United Nations is expected to offer more help to those poor families. 6. We therefore should help the United Nations more. 7. Then we can eliminate poverty.
Thank you, Edward. The points are now much better and more clearly stated. The speech now has a smoother flow. Now here comes the improved speech by the same speaker. Listeners, why won't you make your own speech covering all these 7 points before listening to the improved speech? Improved.
I agree. I think that world poverty can be eliminated. First, we should begin with education. Education is very important to eliminate poverty or help poverty-stricken societies, because children can learn a lot of knowledge and develop skills that can be used in their future, when they work or when they get better jobs. However, the problem is that poor families cannot afford to send their children to schools because they need their children's help in making money. In such families, children have to go to work. I hope that the United Nations and its related organizations will offer more help in more efficient ways. They have been working hard to help such poor families for many years, and the United Nations is the international organization which is supported by the largest number of countries. If we help the United Nations and its related organizations more, I think we can eliminate world poverty.
Now, here comes a more sophisticated one by Edward.
In my opinion, it is possible to eliminate world poverty if correct action is taken. The fact is that there is a vicious circle involving poverty and insufficient education in poor countries. Poor families need everyone, including children, to contribute to the basic needs of the family. This means that their children cannot attend school on a regular basis. These children cannot develop skills needed for better jobs. This cycle will continue until a third party intervenes to help better their education. The United Nations and its related branches are well suited to make such help available. With the help of such organizations, world poverty can indeed be eliminated.
Thank you for showing us such an effective example.
Scene 3.
Here are some key points to remember if you want to become a better writer.
1. Lengthy and redundant writings and speeches are difficult for anyone to understand.
Example:
The consumption tax is going to be raised, and I think it is not a good idea because there are many things that we can do before raising the consumption tax. As many people point out that our government is wasting a lot of money and using our tax in a very inefficient way.
Listeners, before moving on to the next section, please rewrite and improve this lengthy sentence. Improved.
I am against the government's plan to raise the consumption tax because many people point out that our government is using money in a wasteful way. Before raising consumption tax, the government should think more about how to use our tax efficiently.
Further improved example by Edward.
I am opposed to any increase in the consumption tax. As we often hear, government waste is rampant. Before any increase in the consumption tax, we should insist that the government makes efficient use of the resources it now has.
Key point 2.
Avoid using vocabulary and expressions that are not under your full control.
Example:
The United Nations and its related organization are exerting full-scale power to help poorly stricken areas.
Listeners, before moving on to the next section, please rewrite and improve this sentence. Improved.
The United Nations and its related organizations are doing their best to help people in poverty.
Further improved by Edward.
The United Nations is using every available resource to help poor people around the world.
Closing dialogue.
State your conclusion. Support your conclusion. Explain why you think so and restate your conclusion.
Yes. When dealing with people from other countries and cultures, we should be aware of cultural differences and different communication styles.
When a child becomes a primary school pupil, he or she will soon make friends with how many?
1年生になったら友達100人できるかな? When you become a first-year pupil in elementary school, make friends with 100 others.
And all Japanese students share that dream.
That's right.
Who can lend you a dokodemo
doa? Doraemon, of course! I've always wanted one!
And all the Japanese students share that knowledge.
Your point is that in the international community, people do not share the same background knowledge.
Of course not. It is more often difficult to anticipate someone's thought flow if they are from a different cultural background. That can be a real hindrance to effective communication.
In such situations, we have to be clear in showing our ideas and opinions in an easy-to-understand style.
That brings us to our conclusion.
Please think over a broad range of topics. Writing or giving a speech on topics of interest to you is without a doubt one of the best language-building activities you can do.
It's a good idea to pick up topics from past aching questions.
Great advice. And on that note, we will say...
See you next time! First, state your conclusion. Then, support your conclusion and explain why you think so. Once more, restate your conclusion. This should be the main flow of your speech or writing. In the international community, you cannot expect that other people around you have the same cultural background and the same experiences from childhood as you. Hence, it is more difficult to guess any implicit message correctly. It is always a good idea to express your ideas concretely and clearly with words. If you want to become a good speaker as well as a good writer, please use the topics given in the writing section of past sessions of Eiken, or questions and topics given in the past Eiken interview tests, and practice writing and speech. We hope you will build meaningful skills in expressing yourself clearly, thereby avoiding misunderstandings in your speech and writing. The students who kindly joined this month's program, Ms. Ikeda and Ms. Kaneko, have been studying hard to pass the pre-first grade. We hope you listeners have been and will continue studying as hard and as seriously as Ms. Ikeda and Ms. Kaneko. Good luck!
ライティング問題やスピーチの練習をするときは、結論を述べてからその結論を裏付ける事柄や、どうしてそう思うのか、その理由などを分かりやすく述べて、最後にもう一度結論を伝えて終わるといった流れになるように心がけて練習しましょう。国際社会では、生まれ育った文化背景や体験が異なる人たちが集まっています。言外の意味を推測することは難しい状況になるはずです。言葉ではっきりと伝え合ったり、確認し合うことが必要になります。これらのことを念頭に、英検1級のライティングセクションや、二次試験で過去に出題されたトピック、また、英検準1級の二次試験の質問例を使って、意見や考えを書いたり語る練習を続けられると、素晴らしい書き手、話し手になれるはずです。今回協力してくれた学生、池田さん、金子さんは、 もう少しで準1級に合格というところまで来ている学生です。今度こそと頑張っています。皆さんも負けないようにしっかり頑張ってください。